Transmission.
It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another Dubious Goals Committee. And if you're a regular listener to this show, you know what that music means. That music means that we are out and about. We are outside. And yes, it's true. I am outside. And where am I? Where's my favorite place to go? That's right. I am at Herrenhaven. It is a strangely warm day. I checked the weather channel before I walked out of the house, and it said that it is 46 degrees. That is, of course, Fahrenheit. And I'm just walking around with my sweatshirt on, and I brought my gloves in case I thought my hands were going to get cold, but no, I don't think they're going to. Because it is nice out here, and it's not windy at all, and it's very sunny. As I walk around the back of the building here, there's lots of animal tracks in the dragonfly pond, which is frozen over. There's lots of people tracks on the trail. There are actually three other cars here today. Wow, and as I look down into the dragonfly pond as I walk around it, I think I'm seeing some fox tracks. There's some interesting animal tracks down in there. And as I start to walk into the forest here, you know, everything's covered in snow, but there's tracks everywhere. I'm not immediately seeing any fresh tracks. Look at that trail though. There's that little animal trail. Looking for dudes. Wondering if we're going to see any dudes on this very frozen Herrenhaven-y day. I was looking for turkeys on the drive over here, because I know those turkeys are out and about, but I didn't see any. That's one of the tracks I'm looking for too. Looking for turkey tracks in here, but there's been a lot of people in here. Because this trail is pretty well hard packed. A lot of people tracks. Oh, everything is brown and white. The ground is white, everything above the ground is brown. And it is all lit from the side. Because even though I'm here in the early afternoon, as an airplane flies directly overhead, even though I'm here, what time is it? It's not even 2 p.m. and the sun's at about a 45 degree angle. I'm walking through the cut here because I need to look out over the Mulhall's property to see if there's any dudes. I'm not seeing, well, there's a lump over there. What's that lump? Is that lump a dude? That lump does not appear to be moving. I do not think it's a dude, but there's a lot of dude tracks around here. Lots of dude tracks. Can't really tell what they are. Because, well, they're old tracks. Okay, so let's wind around here. Now I'm on the path that leads out to the boardwalk. There's a couple little birds flitting around, going na 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 na, we are the birds. And here we are approaching the sub pond. What's going on out here then? I don't believe it. I'm actually seeing some other people tracks out on the ice.
That's weird. Only because I don't think I've ever seen anybody else walk out onto the ice out here at Heron Haven. But before we go out into the sub pond or anything, a lot of this ice is covered in snow. I don't want to walk in the snow. I want to walk on the ice. So we're going to walk out here to the boardwalk. And here we are. What's happening out here? Nothing. Yes, we've got ice. And we've got lots and lots of goose tracks. And oh, there's the occasional people track out here too. Goose, goose, goose. Oh, and there's some other dude tracks out here too. What's that? Is that raccoon? That looks like raccoon. There's been some dudes running around over here too. You can kind of see the popular trails on the ice where the snow has been worn away. So that's cool. We know that there's dudes out here. And I suspect raccoons. And maybe some muskratty action. Alright, making my way back to the sub pond here. And I think we're gonna walk right over here. Step off the land and boom, we are out on the ice. Oh, it's a great day. I have no idea how thick the ice is. But then again, I don't really need to know, do I? No, I don't. Now look at these tracks. See, this is definitely fox. These tracks are a little old. But they are most assuredly fox tracks. And here's some more people tracks. Somebody was out here with size 11 or 12 boots. Here's a different set of people tracks. Where did they go? They went over there. But I'm not interested in going that way. I'm going this way. I'm going back here into the secret pond. So I'm following these animal tracks. There's kind of a lot of heavy animal traffic heading back here into the secret pond. And I can't go any further, but yeah, there that trail goes right back down that little Finger Lake. Wow. So a lot of animals, foxes and or raccoons, are walking around making their rounds here looking for foods and stuff. I hear some rabbit tracks. So we've had some ice bunnies out here on the ice. What was that? I just heard something interesting. Something interesting just went crack. And now I'm walking towards the little area that goes between here and the turtle reproduction pond. Lots of dead reeds, some logs, and I'm just checking back here to see if there's any muskrat push-ups. No. No muskrat push-ups back here. Where are our muskrats hiding? Where are they overwintering? See, here's another little dude highway. Lots of animals walking around here. I wonder if we've got any monties out on the ice. Looking for marmot tracks. Looking for marmot tracks. I don't see any. No monty tracks around here. And I imagine all the waterfowl have flown south. except for the occasional geese. Where are the geese? There must be some open water somewhere. Open water must be over by the blind, where the feed is, where the water comes in. All right, so I'm gonna actually leave the ice here. I'm back in the sub pond. I'm just gonna walk right up the bank. Do 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 do. And into the back 40 we go. So here we are. I'm still looking for tracks in the snow. Seeing lots of old tracks. Lots of bunny tracks. Buns, buns, buns. There's been some buns hopping around here. Oh, here's some logs with tracks on it. Look at those little paws and little claw marks. Some nice squirrel tracks on that log. Very, very interesting. All right, let's head into the wall blind here and see if there's anything going on in the back of the billabong. No. I'm just walking around the billabong. There's a lot of tracks out there, a lot of animal tracks of various kinds. And there are some people tracks. What's going on down there? Should we go down there? Go see what's going on here in the billabong? Yeah, let's go down here. So as I walk down the bank, boom, he steps onto the ice. And now we're looking at tracks. Now see, look at these. These are fox tracks. So we've got a fox running around in here. Ooh, I got close to a log and I heard the ice crack. One of those real low, deep cracks. Gronk. Yeah, these are definitely fox tracks. And see, right, these tracks here, these are pretty fresh. These are some fresh fox tracks been running around back here. What's this foxy dude doing? Running around and having a good time. He's the billabong fox. I'm going to try to take a picture. Where's the sun? It's over there. Let's see if we can take a self-portrait. First, we got to set the camera up. And then we got to set the timer. And now we got to see if we can balance. See if we can balance this camera on the log pointing over there. Close enough. Is that going to work? Now we push the button. Is it going? Who knows? Now we run back out to the center of the billabong and go click. Click. So, if that picture turned out, you'll probably be seeing it as a link that pops up in the Anon Radio Room of Calm. Alright, here's where that fox is getting in and out of the billabong. So he's running around back there. Huh, I wonder if he's using the old lumberjack den. There's a big marmot den back there. And I mean a big one. That foxes have been known to take over. And I suspect he's back there. See, here's another ingress. Here's a major ingress right here. Yeah. I'm starting to think that we've got a foxy dude who might be hanging out back there in the old lumberjack den. Back many years ago when I first started coming out here, That's like the first den I noticed. It's a big complex. It's got multiple entrances and exits. And there's a bunch of logs piled up over the main entrance. All right, let's get off the ice here and go back into the forest. And back when I first started coming here, that den was populated by this big, big, huge male marmot, a boar. And he was massive. He was very, very big. And he had prominent guard hairs. He looked sort of gray. He kind of looked like a silverback gorilla in a way. And I named him Lumberjack because he was always hanging out on those logs. And throughout the years, how long have I been coming here? 10 years or so, or more? That den has been used by other animals, other marmots and foxes. I'm walking through the forest now. We're heading out to the blinds. And your marmots, they don't stick to one den all of the time. They're kind of transient. They'll hang out in one den for a while and then they'll go find another one. And they always overwinter in different dens. Okay, so I'm approaching, and I am now have reached the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's a lot of animal tracks out there, and maybe a few human tracks. Can I get down onto the ice from here? Oh, it doesn't look good. Let's get down there closer. See if we can walk out there. Okay, I'm approaching the ice. Oh, and it's wet. But is this a good spot over here? Good enough. Okay. We're out on the ice, walking through some slush. A squirrel chewed up a walnut out here and left the pieces, and all the tannins are now dyeing the ice. Here's a walnut just sitting out here on the ice. All right, walking around on the pond. We got tracks, lots of old tracks. These are dude tracks, but old. See, here's some fresher fox tracks over here. Some of these might be raccoon tracks. And I hear a duck quacking. Yes, I've reached the peninsula, the little gap that goes between the turtle reproduction pond and the main area. And there's ducks out there. Yeah. Oh, there's some open water at the delta, as we kind of suspected. There's, what, 4 geese total just hanging around out there? And a lot of ducks. There's a lot of mallards. There's 24 mallards out there, males and females. I kind of want to go out there. Maybe we should go out to Goose Island. We could actually go out onto Goose Island because the ice is frozen. Let's do it. Let's see if we can get through here. I got a duck under some branches as I cross the isthmus. And now we're out on the ice. Uh-oh, and I think I might have spooked the waterfowl because now they're sort of leaving the water and they're walking along the ice. Oh, listen to those guys quack. Honk, 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 quack, quack. Yeah, I'm still following fox tracks and presumably some snoodler tracks. And here I am out in the open on the open ice. Honk, honk, quack, quack, quack. Listen to those quackers. I'm approaching Goose Island. Yeah. And there's lots of little... Oh, here's some duck tracks. I see some ducky tracks. And now here I am. Oh, I think I spooked the ducks. As soon as I stepped onto Goose Island, I spooked a lot of the ducks. About a dozen of them. Oh, and there go the rest. And now the geese are freaking out, too. They're like, oh no, there's a guy out there. And there's one pair of mallards still just sitting there in the water. Oh, no, wait, no, there's another pair hidden back in there in the stream. You know what I'm going to do? While I'm standing here, I'm going to take a picture of the blind. This is the view of the blind that you never see. Click. So, now I'm going to step down. As soon as I step off Goose Island, those ducks over there decided to freak out and fly away. So, fine. Oh, I'm walking over a big area of goose tracks and duck tracks. Look at those ducky tracks. And I'm walking out into the main area, into the main part of the water. Looks like there was some kind of goose battle over here. Just looking at weird stuff in the snow. I'm following a trail of footprints around the little hidden areas of Heron Haven. This is where the herons like to hide when we can't see them from any other angle. They're always hiding back here. But there's nobody back here today. No herony type dudes. But I'm still walking along the trail that the raccoons and foxes have made in the ice. Yeah. There's been a lot of traffic. This is when I wish I had some remote cameras. I would set them up right around here, because this is where the traffic is. I'm starting to question the integrity of the ice up here. No, it's just sunny and slushy. There's a pressure ridge over there, though. All right. So now, I gotta be careful of these logs up here, too. Now I'm looking down into one of the secret finger ponds that can't be accessed any other time of year. Looks like there's some trees down in there. I'm just gonna step over these logs. I'm just gonna keep on walking. Walking along on the ice, having a good time, and it's so nice. I'm having fun at Heron Haven in the middle of January on a lovely day. Yeah, it doesn't feel like 45 degrees or 46 degrees at all. It's really nice. And now, I have walked all the way around, and I am back at the end of the boardwalk. You know, and it's not in good shape. The pilings on the left, the pilings on the south side, are sinking. And so the end of the boardwalk is all crooked. It's about 5 degrees off. All right, now let's walk into the main part of the lagoon here. Oh, it's so nice. There's animal tracks walking around. I can see back into this finger lake now, into this finger pond. Let's go back here. Let's go back here just a little bit, because there's tracks. And I know there's dudes hiding around in here somewhere. Climb over this tree. Look back into this finger. Look at that. Nobody's back here, but here's another view of Heron Haven that you cannot see at any other time of year. You can only come back here when the ice is frozen. It's the only way in. And you know what? Wait, what's... the sun's in the going the wrong direction. This would be another good place for an interesting picture. See, because this looks like we're on a... in a creek. And we're out creek walking. I send some of these pictures to Booper. Because we used to do a lot of this as kids. We would wait for the neighborhood creeks to freeze over, then we'd walk around on them. And we'd walk for a couple miles. Heck, we even walked to school on the creek in the winter. Here's some little fresh little squirrely tracks. Little squirrel been running around in here. I don't think we're going to get any photos back here. No good place to put a camera. So, every once in a while, whenever I'm out crick walking, as we used to call it, I do like to take pictures and I send them to Booper. I've been crick walking. What have you been doing? And as the helicopter flies over, what helicopter is that? I don't recognize it. I'm walking back towards the boardwalk, where it comes out over the water. And I'm really wondering if I'm going to be able to get up there, if the ice is going to hold. See, here's a pressure ridge right here. Let's move over here a little bit further. And up we go, onto the boardwalk. And we've already been here. This is where we were when we first came out to the boardwalk. We walked around in a big circle on the ice. And that was pretty fun. I do like to be out on the ice. And the best part of it is, I did not even get my shoes very wet. I can feel a little dampness in my toes. But that's about it. That's good. This is a perfect day to come out. You know, it was sub-freezing for so long. And then we had no warm-up days. It was cold yesterday. You know, it was 18 degrees or whatever. And now today, boom, 46, just like that. And that's the best time to go out on the ice. I think it's supposed to be warm tomorrow, too. So we might be coming back out here. Probably going to get slightly wetter feet because of the sun. We'll melt some of the ice. But it will be fun anyway. We should bring out some other gear tomorrow, too, if we come out here. What should we do? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we could take pictures of ice. But the ice isn't exposed. There's just enough snow on the ice that, you know, we're not getting any interesting ice patterns or anything like that. But as I walk out of Herrenhaven, there's some squirrels sitting on branches low with their tails up above their heads. They're grinding on walnuts and stuff. Doing that squirrely business that we love so well. Alright, so I am about to walk out of the forest here, so I might as well say that you have been listening to the Dubious Ice Walking Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow, because I think we're going to have another ice day. And we'll see what's up. So anyway, I'm out of the forest and I'm gone, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。